You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. After the snow last night, sun is out. Melting some of that. That is good news out there. One day closer to warmer weather, one day closer to spring. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me coming up in just a moment from the southwest side. Ben on the other side of the glass. And, of course, you folks out there at 319-366-1600. That is our text line. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600, as we would love to hear from you each and every day right here on local programming on the Gym Class. Of course, preceding us at 2 o'clock, it is Spencer on Sports, and then the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up tonight. Tonight, Iowa basketball, Iowa and Nebraska from Lincoln and Pinnacle Bank Arena. That will get underway at 8 o'clock, and that will be on FS1 coming up tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Iowa women's tough win last night on the road against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. We'll take a look at the weekend in sports, and Jeff Linder of the Gazette's going to join us. A lot to talk about with Jeff, not only the girls' state basketball tournament, but of course, Jeff covers the Iowa women's basketball team. So we will talk about the big game coming up on Sunday and the season as Iowa takes on Michigan, and that is a sellout for Sunday afternoon at Carver Hawkeye Arena. No tickets remain for that ball game. Again, 319-366-1600. That is our text line as Mark joins us here from the southwest side on this sunny Friday afternoon. How you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. Hope everyone is as well. And yeah, that game coming up against Michigan, the first sellout for the Iowa women since 1988 when Iowa beat Ohio State. That was not the Fire Marshal game.
Nope.
That was a couple of years prior to that, but that's great to see.
Yeah, it is. That was another game, obviously. And Ohio State was a giant in the world of women's college basketball back in the 80s. Yeah, it was not the 20,000 plus game where everybody looked the other way. That is still one of the most wondrous things I have ever taken in and witnessed was that Ohio State game. But Iowa Michigan should be fun with all the seats sold coming up on Sunday afternoon as Iowa got the win last night over Rutgers. It was not easy, Mark. The famous video now of Caitlin Clark being pushed underneath the basket support. It is what it is as far as basketball is concerned. As one of our texters pointing out, that it was a one or two possession game coming down the wire. You cannot take anything for granted as far as being on the road in women's basketball or men's basketball.
Well, reference the game tonight at Nebraska, where Iowa has struggled in its last four trips there, winless. You would expect Iowa to go ahead and win. But as far as the women goes, Rutgers has had a lot of those games this year. They have five 1,000-point career scorers. And just one of those years that Rutgers has not been able to get over the hump. And gave Iowa a heck of a game.
Yeah, nothing has gone right, basically. And all the good that the Iowa men have put together over this string of the last six games, you can't lose that. You can't lose that momentum. And that, of course, referring to Nebraska coming up tonight. And that Iowa's lost the last four when they've gone to Lincoln. First blush, you would not think that, but that is the case. It has been a tough place for Iowa to play over the years, and for some reason, weird things happen when the Hawkeyes take on the Huskers. This year, the last place Huskers, only one win in Big Ten play for Fred Hoiberg and company, but you can't take anything for granted.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being not at all, how concerned should Iowa be tonight, and actually the fans as well? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. 5 means you're not concerned in the least. That's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team in Iowa City on Highway 1 West.
Are you, you got to be worried a little bit, right?
The word is concerned. I would be, I'll put it right in the middle at 3, knowing what's happened in the past and knowing you can't afford to stumble. It's not a team you can overlook or you're going to get beat. That's just plain and simple. I'd say a 3.
By the way, last night, Nebraska Athletic Director Trev Alberts announced that Fred Hoiberg will be back, but he's going to come back next year under a restructured contract for Fred in his 4th year. Now, the Huskers, they're already going to, they know they're going to play in the first day of the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. 6-49 in the Big Ten under Fred Hoiberg through the first 2 and 3/4 years. And that tells me anyway that next year is the year as far as Nebraska basketball is concerned. And Fred has done it with transfers. Fred has done it with the transfer portal. Everywhere basically he has gone as far as college is concerned at Iowa State and Nebraska. It's too late now, I think, to go out. He's got a few freshmen, not very many, but he does have a few. It's kind of a little bit late to go out and try to do that and build up the Nebraska program. So my guess, he's probably going to, you know, shake the trees again for some transfers and be a big player in the portal again for next year, as his job is on the line.
That's the simplest way to go about it. Witness what has happened at Iowa State. TJ Otzelberger bringing in a handful of transfers. They've been impactful between Brockington and Kalsher and Grill. I would anticipate Fred Hoiberg to go that route, whether he can attract, you know, maybe not top flight players, but impactful players remains to be seen.
Now, leading scorer for Nebraska is a freshman, Bryce McGowans, and he is a very, very good player for the Huskers. Very, very good player. C.J. Wilcher, also a freshman for Nebraska. And, you know, other than that, it's a lot of guys that have been in the transfer portal for the Huskers. But you know this, it's going to be a hostile environment over in Lincoln. This just in, Iowa and Nebraska fans do not get along for the most part when they play. And you better get off to a good start. If you give Nebraska a sniff that they are going to be in this basketball game, you're going to have trouble. You better come out of the locker room and ready, you know, the proverbial punch them in the mouth type of attitude for Iowa.
Well, Iowa's played very good defense the last game and a half. And as long as that continues, I don't anticipate Iowa having much of a problem. But on a scale of 1 to 5, I'm still at a 3.
So 5 is not worried. 1 is very worried. Is that correct?
Concerned, yes.
Okay, concerned. I'm going 3.75. Is that allowed?
You remind me of that customer in restaurants I've worked at that always modifies a dish.
Now, I rarely do that, Mark.
Mushroom and Swiss, no mushrooms. So, oh, really? Okay.
Well, then that's just a Swiss. I don't do that when I go to restaurants.
I do know several people that do, and it's annoying, but it's their prerogative. And your prerogative is to say 3.75. No problem.
3.75. That's what I'm going to go with. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Caitlin Clark last night, back to the women, did typical Caitlin Clark things, not only the fact that got pushed underneath the basket support. That's been getting a lot of play as of late there, but another just terrific ball game last night for Caitlin, and I just had it right here, and of course I look up and it goes away, and then I got to try to get it back right here. Let's see. Well, anyway, a good game last night. I had the stats right here. Over 30 points, and just has a chance to become the Big Ten's player of the week once again. So, going to need a big game from her, obviously, coming up on Sunday. Monica Sinano and probably a third wheel to pick things up as far as the Iowa women. And the crowd's going to be great. That's going to pick things up as far as the women's team and a little bit of a revenge factor after losing to Michigan just a couple of weeks ago up in Ann Arbor. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun on Sunday. We'll talk about that with Jeff Linder of the Gazette. We'll do that coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Jeff is a one, by the way.
Ah, okay.
On the text line. He is a one, so mark him down. I was at 3.75. You're at, what, three or four?
Jeff's I'm at three. 3.0.
Yeah, Jeff is a one. So take that for what it's worth out there. Last night in Big Ten men's play, as the Biggie played in Champaign last night, Illinois, wearing the orange, did not work. Ohio State came in, beat the Illini last night, 86-83, to really gum things up even more as far as the Big Ten is concerned. You got Purdue and Wisconsin now tied at the top. Illinois and Ohio State, one game back as far as the loss column is concerned. And, boy, what a great performance. By the entire Buckeyes are playing really well, save for one game against Iowa over the last 3 weeks. And I think that you got to give Iowa even more credit after seeing what Ohio State did again last night in that particular ball game.
Yeah, Ohio State sitting at 17 in the net, just a couple notches ahead of Iowa. Purdue and Wisconsin, as you mentioned, 13-4. Illinois 12-5. Ohio State a tick behind at 11-5. And then you have Rutgers at 10-7. Iowa could join Rutgers tonight. Iowa sits 9-7 along with Michigan State and Michigan. So down the stretch we go.
The freshman Malachi Branham last night. Gus Johnson's favorite player after Patty Mack.
Is Gus the only one that calls him Patty Mack?
I don't know. That got annoying. 31 for Branham in that game last night. E.J. Liddell, not too bad after being sick earlier in the day with 21. Kyle Young, I love Kyle Young coming off the bench. And yeah, he had 18 last night. I still believe, watch out for Ohio State at the Big Ten tournament and beyond. I like how this team is put together. I like how this team just really moves the basketball. And like I said, other than that game against Iowa, Ohio State has been playing lights out as of late. Lights out.
And Illinois coach Brad Underwood got tossed.
Brad Underwood.
Two technicals, was removed from the game for the first time in his career, at least at Illinois. And he told reporters he really tried to get the first one, not so much the second one, but nevertheless, he got ejected, and Illinois with a 3-point loss.
You got to try. The officials know when you're trying to get one. Trust me, they know when you're trying to get one, and they usually are reluctant to give it to you at that point. It's the surprise ones that come down the line, and then just got too carried away. Blood pressure was going up very high for Brad Underwood in that game last night. And yeah, you got to calm down a little bit, man. Coach your team. Don't worry about the officials. That's my advice to him out there and to anybody. 319-366-1600 as we come up on 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. As we talked about Iowa and Nebraska a little bit coming up tonight. Coming up tomorrow, Iowa State will head to Manhattan to take on the Kansas Jayhawks, or Kansas State Wildcats, I beg your pardon. Not sure why I came up with Kansas. Kansas on my mind, I guess, a little bit. But we'll have it for you at 12 noon with the pregame, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. That is a 1 o'clock tip-off. Hey, it's a big game, Mark.
Yeah, aren't they all?
Aren't they all? Aren't they all at this point? But Kansas State needs wins. They need quality wins to get any shot at getting into the NCAA tournament. Bruce Weber, say what you will about Bruce Weber, he has made one of the things that he has done and accomplished in his career is had teams that have made pretty good runs at the end of seasons. Whether no matter where he has been, what any of his coaching stops, and that includes Kansas State, including their Elite Eight run a few years ago. They're going to need something like that. I'm not picturing Kansas State going to the Elite Eight. That's not what I'm saying. But they really need that victory tomorrow against an Iowa State team with all the quad one wins, pretty much assured of a berth in the NCAA tournament right now. Not going to say that they are in, but they're pretty darn close to being in. So I expect Iowa State to get Kansas State's best shot tomorrow.
No question about it, and you outlined everything perfectly. Kansas State really needs this win, but so does Iowa State. I mean, you can't take for granted anything coming down the stretch here and going into the Big 12 tournament. Should you flop, you could really pay for it. Iowa State right now at 6-9 in the league, trying to move up into that upper division. 19-9, that's a wonderful overall record. Coming down the stretch here, Iowa State, in addition to that Kansas State game, has Oklahoma State at home and then Baylor on the road.
Very much. It's doable. It's doable, but remains to be seen. Remains to be seen. 319-366-1600. By the way, congratulations going out to your alma mater, Mark. The Co basketball team, unfortunately, lost in the semifinals last night, but a 20-win season for Coach Martin and the Cohawks. They fell up in Storm Lake to Buena Vista last night, 95-81, but still a very, very good season for the Cohawks. And doubt they're going to make the postseason. Not many teams do as far as Division III. They don't give out a ton of at-large berths. So, like I said, probably the season has come to an end for Co, but still a very good year.
They'll get them back on the wrestling mat. And that's today, actually, as the Division III qualifying meets are held. This one in Dubuque, and only three wrestlers at each weight make it to Cedar Rapids in the NCAA tournament. And this is by far the toughest regional that there is. So you really got to wrestle good to get to Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, and like we talked about with KJ Pilcher, and also with Mr. Simmons last week, that is the top region in the country. You get out of there, you got a chance to be an All-American as far as Division III is concerned. 324 here on the Gym Class of KGYM as we are going to talk with Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up in just a couple of minutes as we got girls' state basketball to look forward to. We also have, of course, Iowa women's basketball to talk with Jeff about, and we'll do that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. 4A substates going on around the state of Iowa, substate semifinals around the state tonight. 3-3A sub-state semifinals as well coming up tonight that were postponed. Marion in action, Clear Creek and Mana in action, and Washington and Iowa all in action, as well as Solon. Washington, Iowa, and Solon will play one another coming up tonight. We'll be out at Prairie on CRM Live Sports at 6:45 tonight for Prairie and Dubuque Senior coming up tonight. Two Mississippi Valley Conference programs going at it. 6:45 tonight on CRMLivesports.com for that. I'm going to throw it to you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're next to the Home Depot behind Taco John's and across the street from the Lindale Mall. And what's on the scoreboard today?
Tough go, but for Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids at the Honda Classic in Florida. He's in the midst of his second round there after a 4-over par 74. He is +2 on the day, +6 for the tournament. The cut right now at +2. So barring some magic, Zach will have time to work on his Ryder Cup stuff this weekend. They're in the sixth inning in Corpus Christi, Texas. Iowa baseball facing Pepperdine, the Hawkeyes, with a 1-0 lead. You mentioned Iowa Michigan women sold out for this weekend. You and I in Loyola, men. They're sold out in Cedar Falls for that game.
Great.
They will decide the Missouri Valley Conference Championship. Couple pieces of NFL news. Matt Nagy, the former Chicago Bear coach, has been hired by the Kansas City Chiefs as a senior assistant slash quarterbacks coach. I imagine he'll do fine with Patrick Mahomes.
He's going to be fine.
Finally, reports out of the New York Post that Troy Aikman is going to leave Fox and join ESPN's Monday Night Football. 3-year, pretty lucrative contract, similar to Tony Romo's at CBS. So there you have it.
Yeah, I am not an Aikman fan as far as being an analyst. That's the latest attempt by ESPN to try to get the numbers back up as far as Monday Night Football. I liked the Monday Night Football booth this past year. I thought it was good. I thought it was the best one they had in a while. So, but when you have an opportunity to pick up a name like Aikman, this is not the end of it either, Mark. You're going to see there's talk. Al Michaels' contract is up. There's all kinds of speculation that NBC, he is not going to re-up with NBC. You could see Michaels in the booth on Monday night with Troy Aikman on ESPN. There's been talk about that. Joe Buck, perhaps? Joe Buck reuniting with Aikman. I don't want that on Monday night. Did Al go to Thursday? Al went to Thursday, didn't he? With the new Amazon deal.
I believe that's correct.
Okay, so forget Al. He's out. Al is going to Thursday nights. But Tirico's going to be on NBC with Collinsworth on Sunday nights. And we'll see how it all ends up with Buck. If he's going to go to Monday nights, if he's going to stay with Fox, is Greg Olson going to move up from the number 2 team on Fox to the number 1 team? There's talk about that. Sean McVay, the coach of the world champion Los Angeles Rams, there are rumors that he is looking at going into broadcasting because he wants to spend more time with his young family. I don't know if that's going to play out, but they'll throw a boatload of money at him if that is the case. So we'll see. I like Greg Olson, though. I think he would do a good job going with Joe Buck. Make that a little bit more less painful, I should say.
Yeah, I think so, too. Do you like Romo?
I like Romo. I think he does a good job.
Kind of goes over the top a little bit, but he's excitable. I think he can analyze the game pretty well. I think you dislike Aikman because he's a Cowboy, right?
No, I just don't think he's very good.
So is Romo.
I just don't think he's very good.
Yeah.
And he loves Dallas. And it shows, baby. Hey, I think Aikman's bridge was burned on that last playoff game when he did not want to be in Tampa, and they were assigned there by the NFL. So that kind of burnt the last bridge right there. 3166 saying, oh, no, hope it's not Aikman and Romo and Buck. Please, not those guys. And 6429 says, does this mean our cable bill will go up? I don't know. I don't think that has anything to do with it. All right, 329. We're going to take a break, come back. Jeff Linder of the Gazette. We got plenty to talk about with Jeff, and we'll do that after this weather forecast and a break here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the day. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-20s. Later tonight, mostly clear skies. Temperatures drop down to a low around 6. Then tomorrow, we'll have plenty of sun. Temperatures are going to be climbing up into the upper 30s with a strong south wind. That'll help melt some of the snow. It is going to stay mild for Sunday as well. Temperatures will be in the low 40s with plenty of sunshine. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code HANSON200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, when you make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON200, HANSON with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. New customer offer, 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Breaking Benjamin, live in concert. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets now. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
The worst of times can bring out the best in each of us. Doctors, nurses, and frontline workers have labored selflessly to keep us safe during the health crisis of our lifetime. How do we thank these heroes? It's simple. Get your COVID vaccine so we can end this pandemic. Variants are on the rise, and we don't want to put these heroes through another health crisis. They have given their all. Now it's up to you. Please do your part. For you, for them, for us.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:32 here on KGYM. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 6. That includes 5 o'clock hour, which is Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire with their 3 locations in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. They're open and ready to help with your car, truck, or van, whether you need emergency service or regular maintenance. Find them at LinderTire.com. That's LinderTire.com. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. As we prepare to talk with Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, always good to talk with Jeff, and a bevy of subjects to talk about today. Iowa women's basketball, a girls' state basketball tournament, and a whole lot more. And you ready to go, Jeff? You getting everything all packed, and you got a busy week next week.
Yeah. Actually, one to clarify, not related to Linder Tire. So, for those asking, those wondering. So,
I was going to ask.
Yeah. No, I think it's a whole different herd of Linders down there.
They're not the North Cedar Linders.
No. Actually, our family tree goes back to Morning Sun, which is a little bit further south of Iowa City.
Really?
So. Okay. But anyway, I don't mean to waste your time with that nonsense.
Hey, we could talk Morning Sun all the time. There was some good... Morning Sun and Lost Nation, all those great small schools out there in East Central Iowa that are no more anyway. But
yeah,
Yeah, a lot of you'll be busy, as you mentioned, next week. I'll be busy, but you'll be busier as quite a number of Eastern Iowa teams and local teams making state girls basketball.
Yeah, we got 8 this year, which I think might actually be down a little bit from the last couple of years. But, hey, we'll make do.
Not bad. Not bad anyway. Yeah. Well, let's start with 5A, and they will get things kicked off on Monday. And it will be...
They're in the lead, Scott.
What's that?
1A.
Oh, we'll get to 1A. We'll get to 1A.
All right.
But 5A is on Monday, so we'll just start in order of the games, if you will. But
there you go.
City High, they held off a really good Linmar team. You and I were down there on Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday night.
Yeah.
All the nights are going together now. But good comeback by City High. They never lost their composure in that game, and they move on to state. It's a very good team. It's a lot of talent. It's not a deep team, but if they're on, they can compete with anybody.
Oh, absolutely. And I think they'll win their first one. I think they'll. I know Pleasant Valley is the higher ranked team, but I think City High absolutely has what it takes to at least win that first one, and then comes Johnston.
More than likely.
Yeah. So very. Very good Johnston team, I think, is a pretty darn pretty heavy favorite there in 5A.
Is it safe to say that this Johnston team may be the best since the Scott DeYoung Ankeny 4-year run?
I'll have to see him to say for sure. That Ankeny group was really, really good. But, you know, there have been some good teams that have come through here, that have gone... You know, I think that Linmar team of, was it 2010? I think they were undefeated.
Yeah.
That was a very good team. But this Johnston team is stacked. And it sounds like they've got an eighth grader that's going to join that program next year that's going to make, they're not going to drop off at all, even after losing Jada Chiamphy.
CIML, as usual, very well represented. I don't know anything about Boyne Roosevelt, but 20-2 and number 2 seed. What about them?
I really don't know much about them. I think that's that'll be a really good game with Valley in the first round. I know Roosevelt had a tight battle with Des Moines North late in the season, and I think they won at the buzzer to beat Ankeny High in the regional final. So. Something to look forward to, down the road. But that's a good Benton team. When they're making shots, they're a good team, and I don't think that they're going to be overmatched against Dallas Center. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. I just sounded like I heard a pinball machine there or something.
Yeah, we're
in the background.
We're getting Mark back on the line here.
Okay. Benton, I don't think they're going to be intimidated or overmatched by Dallas Center Grimes. I think Dallas Center Grimes is awfully good. But I think Benton can probably hang with them.
What about Xavier? This is a good basketball team. And Libby Fandel, of course, a freshman leading the way. Good freshman class. But then you got Beyer as an upperclassman, a senior. Kyla Mason had a tremendous tournament run, a tremendous final. Xavier, I think the Saints can make some noise.
Yeah. I mean, they could have their hands full in the first round, and they could go over there and win the whole thing. I think they're capable. They play as good a competition as anybody that's going to be in the 4A field. But, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but I think 3A is a lot like 4A in that there are a lot of teams that, who in that group would you say is overmatched? I'm not sure there's anybody.
2A, you got a good story in Cascade and Regina in a 4-5 game. How about those?
I think Cascade play Central Line?
Yeah, Cascade's got Central Line, Regina's got Panorama.
Regina's got Panorama. So, but still, I think that'll be two quality games. Regina is, I've seen them a couple, 3 times this year. They've been a lot of fun to watch. They don't have one singular standout, but they got 3 or 4 kids who score close to 10 points a game. So they're hard to defend. Don't have a lot of size, but I think they'll be able to get up and down the floor pretty well, and that'll be a pretty good first-round game with Panorama. Cascade, you know, plays a Central Lion team that scores a lot of points. Cascade doesn't give up a lot of points, so that'll be kind of a whichever style wins out probably wins the game there.
Great to have Coach Sconza back. Just a tremendous story. After missing last year, recovering from the stroke, and kids love him. Everybody loves him in Eastern Iowa, and all the coaches. I don't think there's a coach that has a bad thing to say about Mike Sconza. And just great to have him back in coaching and doing it well.
Oh, absolutely. And count me among that group. Can't be more happy to have him back and have him healthy again. I know there's still some improvements to be made there, but he's working at it. And it's great to have him back. It wasn't the same without him last year.
Is Dyke, before we get to 1A here for Mark, is Dyke the most prohibitive favorite of anyone?
Yes. Yes, period. I would say Dyke, it would be one, and Johnson would be two, and then after that, I think after that, the other three are pretty wide open.
Rubber match in 1A with Springville and North Lynn. North Lynn got Springville early. As you know, the only loss for the Orioles this year, but Springville returned the favor. That comes up Wednesday night, Jeff.
Yeah, Wednesday 6:45, probably the first round match I'm looking forward to most. A lot of it's because it's two area teams. Going to be a dandy. And I can't think of a game that who do you pick to win that one? I mean, it's an absolute coin flip.
It is. And, how's North Lynn, how's Lauren Wilson going to go? How's North Lynn? Are they going to do anything different to try to defend her? Can Springville stop the dribble drives of North Lynn and their guards, talented guard? It's fun. It's just a shame. Everybody at the Benton community the other night was saying, man, it's a shame we got to play North Lynn. And I'm sure the North Lynn folks were saying the same thing. It's a shame we got to play Springville.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to be writing about for Monday. It's just, there are two schools that have been good, very, very good for, close to 15 years now. And Springville's won four state titles. Littmar's been had 12 consecutive 20-win seasons. So, it's too bad that they play each other. But on the other hand, it'll be kind of a treat, too.
There are no secrets.
No.
You can really tell the quality of competition, particularly in 1A, when you got Burlington Notre Dame undefeated, a 7th seed, and North Mahaska, one loss, an 8th seed. Of course, you got New Alfonda at the top. But I think there's some disparity in the quality of competition here.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Both the Tri-Rivers teams play very, very good competition. I think we're going to be looking at four really good first-round games there. And I think that, I spoke with somebody else with the Girls Union, and he said that the 1A tournament might be the best tournament to watch. Not that it will necessarily have the best teams, but I just think from top to bottom that 1A might be where it's most competitive.
We could just move North Lynn Springville to what, Central City?
Yeah, but what do you do? That's how it was seeded, and we'll live with it. And it'll be a terrific game, and I think it'll come down to the wire.
I would agree. And this is the last year. And we were talking about this the other night. Linmar and City High in particular, shot clock comes in next year, and teams that are, not necessarily going four corners holding the ball like that, but trying to take 40, 50 seconds off a possession. Mm-hmm. Boy, things are going to be different next year.
Yeah, JJ and I talked about this on a podcast, and I don't know how you guys feel. I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference except for the last two or three minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, at least on the girls' side, there aren't that many really long possessions anyway. But, you know, once you get to 3-4 minutes to go, somebody's up 6 or 8 points, yeah, do you have to start thinking about fouling? Next year you'll just have to play some good defense.
And I think as you get deeper, bigger games and deeper into the tournaments, it's going to make a bigger difference.
I think so. But I've kind of changed my tune on that. I'm absolutely fine with it. I think I think this will be a good thing.
Well, Iowa City is going to be hopping on Sunday, Jeff. I don't know if the state tournament is going to preclude you from being there, but Iowa, Michigan for pretty much all the marbles.
Yeah. Actually, it will preclude me from being there. John Steppy's going to cover it for us, and he'll do it very well. But who'd have thought 3 weeks ago that Iowa would be looking at a chance to win the thing? After the Maryland game, I thought that they were pretty much out of it. But, they swept Indiana, and they went to Rutgers and won, which, you know, they should have. But, you know, it wasn't going to be easy over there. But, they win. They're no worse than co-champions. And if Michigan State can help by beating Ohio State, then they win the whole thing.
Watching Caitlin Clark basically night in and night out. I mean, you just go from game to game saying, just shaking your head going, how did she do that? And what is coming up next? And then she does the next thing. And then you're wondering, what's coming up next? Is that kind of the way you go about it?
She's capable of anything. And I don't know if we've talked about this. Mark, this kind of goes back to your age. People ask me who she reminds me of. I throw out Pete Maravich. With her range, the way she passes the ball, the way she handles the ball. She's got a little Brett Favre in her. She's got a little bit of gunslinger. But she's very, very gifted.
You know, as good a scorer as she is, Jeff, I'm amazed at her vision.
Yeah.
And her passing. Her passing is, I mean, she gets a little bit out of control, tries to force it every now and then, but by and large, her passing is terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes she can be a little erratic, but it seems like when she's erratic early in the game and she settles down a little bit and then really gets into the game and gets things going after that. But once she gets going, boy, she's really good.
How much fun has it been not only to watch Iowa? You got Iowa doing what they're doing, mm-hmm. chance at a Big Ten. You got Iowa State, probably going to be a number one or a number two, probably a number two seed.
Probably a two or a three, yeah.
But you and I and Drake are no slouches.
Drake's having a down year, but you and I's having a pretty good year. They'll be dangerous at the MVC tournament in the Quad Cities.
They will be. It's been fun, and we'll see. I mean, how it all plays out. Like I said, Iowa State are two or a three. They're going to be at Hilton, so you got to think Iowa State is going to get into the Sweet 16, and then, who knows? The NCAA, like I said, has had they have a sense of humor. They can put Iowa and Iowa State together again at that point.
The way Iowa's playing now, I think they might have played their way out of that possibility. I don't think they're going to be as low as a 7 and probably not as low as a 6 unless they lose to Michigan and then lose right away in the Big Ten tournament. And I still think if they would beat Michigan and if they would at least get to the finals, I think they're probably going to host.
Who is the X factor for this Iowa team? You got Sinano, you got Caitlin Clark. Who else needs to perform well down the stretch for Iowa to make a tournament run?
Well, McKenna Warnock's been tremendous since she came back. She scored, I think she's averaging 19 points a game since she came back. So that's been a big lift. And, from their perspective, hopefully, the kids that were playing, in her absence and in Gabby Marshall's absence got better. I think Addie O'Grady got better. Somebody else is going to have to step up, whether it's Kate Martin can get them 10 or 12 points or, or Gabby Marshall can get hot, or somebody comes off the bench and you know, provide something, because you can't get 50 to 60 points a game from Clark and Sonano and have that be it. They're going to have a fourth player.
Jeff, the Mississippi Valley Conference sits at 15 teams right now. What's your sense of what's going to happen?
I think they're going to sit on 15 teams for a while. I think my hunch is they sit at 15 teams until Clear Creek Amana thinks they're big enough to join. And I think that's probably 5 to 10 years off. I think they're probably between now and then, that's probably just the way it's going to be. Waverly-Shell Rock might have been a good fit, but I don't think they're interested in coming. So, maybe Waverly would be a better fit for that Iowa Alliance Conference. I don't know. They're too big for Northeast Iowa now.
Yeah, which is kind of crumbling a little bit. But So what do? You go three groups of five, or you go with one group of 15, or an 8 and a 7 if you're the MVC?
I think you go with 8 and 7 until you get that 16th. For softball, baseball, and basketball, you're playing the same number of games anyway. Everybody's playing 14 conference games. So, I think that's probably just what you do, is go 8 and 7 until somebody else wants out or somebody wants in. And, I suppose there's a possibility somebody else will want out. I mean, Wallert's getting smaller. They're a 2A football school now, so... what happens with them? Will somebody else want in? We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. Safe travels, Jeff. We will see you on Tuesday down in Des Moines, and always good talking with you, my friend.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
You bet. Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us here. Read his stuff at the Gazette Online and give him a follow on Twitter. A quick break. Come back to wrap things up after this.
Stretch your dollar with 11% off everything at Menards. Need a new power tool? Pick one up for 11% off. How about some paint? You guessed it, all 11% off. A new washing machine? That's 11% off too. You could even save 11% on an entire house. There's no limit to what you can save with 11% off everything. Good through February 26th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-865-7144. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-865-7144. That's 800-865-7144. Again, 800-865-7144.
Back at 3:56 to put a wrap on things on the Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. Todd and Alex coming your way next from 4 to 6. We're back with you on Monday to wrap up the weekend in sports. That will be from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock with the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And Iowa, Nebraska coming up tonight, Mark. And I was at 3.75 as far as my degree of of concern. As far as the game, you were at a 3. No matter my degree of concern, Iowa has to win this game, and Iowa wins this game tonight.
I think so as well. Too much talent. In a great frame of mind right now, which Nebraska is not.
No. You got to win this game. You got to get off to a good start. Do not give them a sniff at things, and you should be okay. Don't beat yourselves, I guess, is the best way to put it tonight. And Iowa should be okay. I'm a little bit more concerned. My level of concern goes up for Iowa State and Kansas State tomorrow. That one's got me worried a little bit.
Yeah, I share that feeling. And the fact that Kansas State beat Iowa State the first time in Ames, I'm not sure it matters a whole lot. I agree with you.
You and I, Loyola, in front of a sold-out McLeod Center for the number one seed in Arch Madness next week. That will be fun. I am looking forward to that. Should be a good one there. Iowa women in front of a sold-out crowd at Carver-Hawkeye Arena to take on Michigan. And, boy, that's going to be a couple of really, really fun games. If you and I wins, they are going postseason. They would be at least in the NIT at worst for Ben Jacobson and the Panthers.
Should be a really fun weekend. I don't have, you never want to bet against Ben Jacobson or Mark Farley up there, but I just think Loyola has a ton of talent. But we shall see.
Yeah, Loyola got you and I pretty good in Chicago at the Gentile Center, so we'll see how it plays out. We got Prairie and Dubuque Senior tonight on CRMLivesports.com at 6:45 for you for a boys substate semifinal basketball. That comes up tonight. North Lynn and Edco tomorrow night at 6:45 on CRM Live Sports. Mark, you have a great weekend, and we will talk Monday.
Sounds like a plan. Talk then.
Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back with you on Monday.
Oh, O'Reilly.